You know what's interesting is there's things that we did not talk about on the show that actually kind of affected Kevin a lot. So now we got to talk about it on the show here on the Brett Maga Show. Last week, we suffered 3 celebrity deaths in a week.
In a row.
In a row.
Boom, boom. Yeah. And it was Malcolm Jamal Warner, who was a Theo on The Cosby Show, but he's also known for The Resident and other acting shows, and unfortunately drowned, and that unfortunately got eclipsed by Ozzy Osbourne passing like the next day, and then that got eclipsed by Hulk Hogan passing the next day. And I'm going, that's my childhood. These are the guys I grew up watching, I grew up knowing, and I started thinking, a lot of kids, and you guys may not even know really, Theo Huxtable, because unfortunately, that was part of the Bill Cosby Show, and he's been totally kind of removed from what his heinous activity, so they don't show reruns of that, so you don't really know that.
Hannah and AB, who are younger, probably have never even seen The Cosby Show.
No.
Are you guys familiar with
it? No,
because they don't
I haven't.
The reruns.
I haven't.
And so we never really addressed like Malcolm Jamal Warner's death on the show, which he died in a horrible way. He was trying to save his 8-year-old daughter, and he saved his 8-year-old daughter, and then died by drowning, which was terrible. And because all those celebrity deaths were happening, and like Kevin had said, like it was interesting though that we don't talk about The Cosby Show. And I know that and it feels weird because The Cosby Show meant a lot to Kevin. Like,
yes,
you used to watch it a lot.
We used to watch it as a family. I mean, it was must-see TV. I mean, it actually started that phrase, must-see TV on Thursday nights. And, I mean, we watched that for, I don't know, the 8-9 seasons, however long it was on. You couldn't walk away from it. It was awesome. It was fantastic. And it's sadly, he's gone. And it's kind of like...
It does suck, though, because some of those people, like for me, I'm not really super familiar with The Cosby Show, but I've seen episodes and I know it. But those people who are in The Cosby Show, that's how I know their work.
Right.
And when you don't do the reruns because of what he did and how terrible of a person he was and the awful, awful crimes that he committed, I almost agree with them not showing his show because it highlights him. He is the front and center of that show. But then you also think about it, like when you lose like Theo Huxtable and we don't even get to see his work, or his work doesn't get to live on.
Yeah.
That's something that's so important to to his family. It's just an interesting dynamic that happens. And then when a Cosby death happens, it almost feels like it has a weird, eerie feeling behind it. And like Kevin, you said, it was your childhood, and it comes with so much nostalgic feelings that are so positive. But then Bill comes with so much negativity as well.
Yeah, it's just so sad. And then on that similar is the deaths of Ozzy and Hogan, to where these are guys I'm familiar more with Ozzy Osbourne's music, and then Hulk Hogan as a wrestler.
Yeah,
you guys know them as reality stars.
That's probably true too.
Yeah,
yes.
Hogan
knows best, and
I've been taking Ozzy Osbourne's death I don't want to say hard, but I've gone down this huge rabbit hole recently with Ozzy Osbourne. Yes, I do recognize him from the reality TV show, but his music as well. And it's just super, not fascinating to me, but just him as a person. I've been re-listening to all of his music. My whole TikTok For You page is all about Ozzy Osbourne and different clips from the show. I don't know, that celebrity death just kind of shook me in a weird way, and I can't really pin why. I don't know, celebrity deaths just feel weird. You know them, but you don't know them.
Yeah. It is so hard.
But it's a part of your life.
A celebrity death has never really affected me that much, but I do understand it's a part of people's child and upbringing. And even Hogan, he's another person kind of in the same realm as he had made a lot of racist comments, especially to Brooke when she started dating a person of color and went on a racist rant because of that. And then you ask yourself, if you grew up watching wrestling, or wrestling was a part of your family bonding, and that was important, and Hulk Hogan was this extreme, he's probably, arguably, the greatest wrestler of all time. And so you're like, do I remember him and those memories, or do I separate them for some of the things they said?
Right.
It is a weird, weird world to be in when we see a celebrity death, because we don't know them, but we feel like they know them. And a part of us does feel like, there goes a part of my childhood.
Yeah,
you feel their impact.
It is crazy to think about how each of those celebrity deaths affected us differently last week. It is the Brett Maga Show.